You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
We would like to inform you, our listeners, that because of the coronavirus pandemic, we are not able to give you our usual show, and you will not be able to call in since we are broadcasting from our homes.
Thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And this evening, we are going to look at the intended deportation tonight of more Zimbabweans from Britain. The British government is expected today to deport more than 100 failed Zimbabwean asylum seekers and those whose visas were revoked for committing crimes in the United Kingdom.
According to the British Home Office, the targeted deportees, mostly convicts, are scheduled to be flown home on a chartered flight, and more deportations are expected to continue. Human rights campaigners are accusing the British Home Office of violating international asylum laws.
We are also going to look at what's happening in Ukraine following Russia's invasion and attacks on cities resulting in residents, including Zimbabweans, fleeing to neighboring countries. Minister of Information Monica Mtswangwa yesterday said Zimbabwe has so far evacuated 118 students from Ukraine to safer places and will provide them with air tickets for their return home. She said Zimbabwean embassies in Russia and Germany are facilitating the evacuation exercise in Ukraine after an outbreak of war with Moscow.
But first, a look at coronavirus cases in the country. Yesterday, the Minister of Health reported that no one died from COVID-19, while 491 new COVID-19 cases were recorded countrywide. Of these, 75 cases were recorded from outbreaks detected from schools.
And as at yesterday, Zimbabwe had 236,871 confirmed cases, including 226,732 recoveries and 5,395 deaths. To date, a total of 4,361,564,000 people have been vaccinated against COVID-19. Another 3.3 million have so far had their second dose. 126,468 people have so far received their third dose. The country had 4,744 active COVID-19 cases as of yesterday.
Ongwadi vateereri, tinokugamuchirai nemufaro muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Asi hazvirevi kuti vari kunze kwenyika ndovega vanenge vachipinda muchirongwa, nekuti tinotarisawo zvakare nezviri kuitika muZimbabwe zvinobata vana veZimbabwe. Nhasi uri musi wechitatu, March 2, 2022. Tiri kutarisa nyaya dzinosanganisira hondo iri kurwiwa kuUkraine uye kuti yakanganisa zvakadii zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri ikoko. Tichaedza kuti tinge tiine vari ikoko kuGermany kana kuEurope vari kukwanisa kunge vachitipa mamiriro akaita zvinhu munyaya dzedambudziko rehondo yeUkraine zvichitevera kupinda kwakaita Russia nechisimba. Tiri kutarisawo zvakare danho riri kutorwa nehurumende yeBritain riri kutarisirwa kunge richiitwa nhasi manheru rekudzosa kumusha vana veZimbabwe vanoda kusvika kana kuti vangangodarika zana. Tinonzwa kuti vazhinji vevari kudzoserwa ndevaya vanenge vakanzi vakamboparadza dzimhosva, vanga vaine mapepa avo ekugara munyika iyoyo asi magwaro aibva azokanzurwa kana vangopara mhosva. Saka unenge usisina ugaro uri pamutemo, unenge wafailed kana kuti visa rako raitwa revoked nekuti unenge waparadze mhosva. Kwoitawo vamwe vaiedza kutsvaga upoteri asi vachinyimwa kana kuti vakakundikana kuwana upoteri, vatingati mafailed asylum seekers, hanzi ndevamwe vanhu vari kudzoswa ivavo. Tinonzwa kuti hurumende yeBritain kuburikidza nehofisi yezvemukati menyika kana basi rezvemukati menyika vakatotsvaga ndege chartered plane ichatakura vana veZimbabwe ivavo kuenda kumusha. Asi tambotaura nevamwe vari kubatsira kana kumiramira kuona kuti danho iroro ramiswa kana kuti ranonoswa veRestoration of Human Rights Zimbabwe. Tataura nemutauriri wesangano iroro vanonzi panyika Kare Manzira, vachitaura kuti vanga vambokwanisa kuti vabatsire vanhu vanokwana kuita 10 nevaviri kana kuti 12 kuti vange vachiregererwa vachinunurwa iwo vesangano iroro vachishanda pamwe chete nemagweta anga achimirira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe izvozvo pamwe nehama dzavo vakwanisa kuti vanhu ivavo vange vachiregerwa vachidzokera kuZimbabwe. Asi vari kunzi vadzoserwa ivava vakare manzira vatsanangura kuti ndevai vanenge vaine nyaya dzichiri dzisina kunyatsopera dzekutsvaga upoteri, vaine mhuri zvakare dzavanenge vaanadzo muBritain imomo, ndevamwe vanenge vaine nyaya dzanzi ngadzimbotariswa zvakare. Imwe nyaya yatiri kutarisawo inyaya yemamiriro ari kuitawo zvinhu munyika, denda recovid-19. Tinonzwa kuti nezuro hakuna munhu akashaya, asi kune vanhu vanoda kusvika mazana mashanu, nokuti 491 ndo vakawanikwa vaine covid-19. Pa-491 ipapo, kana kuti pamazana mana nemakumi mapfumbamwe neumwe chete, makumi manomwe nevashanu 75 vana vezvikoro, kana kuti denda iri rakawanikwa muzvikoro. Zvinoratidza kuti denda riri kuramba richitenderera muzvikoro. Tichidzokera kunyaya yekuUkraine, nezuro takanzwa gurukota rezvekubudiswa kwamashoko amai Monica Mutsvangwa vachizivisa kuti hurumende yeZimbabwe yabatsira kuburitsa munyika yeUkraine vana vechikoro variko kuwanikwana kuita 118 hanzi vaendeswa kunzvimbo dzakasununguka dzisina njodzi. Vachabatsirwa nekuwaniswa matiketi kana kuti zvekufambisa kuti vange vachidzokera kumusha. Vachitaura kuti mizinda yeZimbabwe iri kuRussia nekuGermany ndo iri kushandawo siku nesikati kuti inge ichiona kuti vana ivavo vaburitswa munjodzi. Tanzwawo vamwe vatambenge tichitaurawo navo vebato reCitizens Coalition for Change vari kuGermany ikoko, vari kutiwo vanga vachishandawo zvakare kubatsira kuti vana vari muUkraine vanga vachienda kunzvimbo dzisina njodzi. Tichaedza zvakare kuti tinge tiinavo pano pachirongwa tichinzwawo basa ravari kuita. Vatsanangura kuti aiwa tanga tichibatsiranawo pamwe chete nevemuzinda weZimbabwe vari kubhodha. Vanga vasingakwanisi kunge vemuzinda vanga vachipinda mukati vachishanda nevana, asi ava vanga vachishanda nevana mukati umwe vachivasvitsa kubhodha. Tichange tichiedza kutinge tichibata vari ikoko tichikurukura navo. Chris
yewe kwambe chonga lavalaleli, siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum, lapho ke esixoxa ngendaba eziphathelane lezizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala phandle kwelizwe. Lamhlanje ke sikhangela indaba ezimbili ezimqoka. Siqala ke ngendaba yokukhangela ke ukuxotshwa kwezizalwane zeZimbabwe kwele Bhilitane esizwa kuthiwa kuzenziwa lamhlanje ebusuku. Ye, siyakhumbula ubana ngonyaka odluleyo zikhona ezinye njalo izizalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala khona le eBhilitane ezaxotshwayo ngenxa yokuthi zazike zadala amacala kwiminyaka edluleyo. Yiko ke okufanayo lalamhlanje sizaba ke esizaxoxa labo abamela ke izizalwane zeZimbabwe khona le eBritain. Igqweta silalo lizabuya, siyathemba ukuthi uzasinelisa ukuthi sixoxe laye. Bese sikhangela ke udaba lwempi eseUkraine, lapho ke sizwa kuthiwa sokubhubhe kona abantu abaningi ngenxa yempi eqhamuke phakathi kweUkraine lele Russia. Siza kuphatha nje indaba zona lezo zimbili kakhulu kabanzi, silabo ke abazasiphathisa kungqoqo zethu zona lezi lamhlanje. Ngilomunye wami ke uJonga Kandemira.
Thank you so much, Chris. I'm not sure if we have any guests as of now, so that we can okay, I can see that Dr. Simba Mavaza, ZANU-PF member in the United Kingdom. Welcome to our show, Dr. Mavaza.
Welcome, Jonga. Welcome.
Yes, thank you so much. Maybe we can start with what is happening in your own backyard, the deportation of Zimbabweans from the United Kingdom. We heard that the British government was planning to deport around 100,000, or 100 Zimbabweans or more tonight. Any latest developments so far?
The reality of the matter is the government is going to deport some people today at 8 o'clock. That's when the flight is leaving Gatwick, but it won't be 100 because for security measures, each deportee must have two security staff around him or her. That means they can only afford between 50 and 75 people. They cannot have 100 per particular time. So today there will be about 50 going today. The full list will be out in the next 30 minutes. So those are people who've committed crimes while they were in the UK, and they went to prison and served. But the British government, they've got a policy that anybody who has committed a crime and served more than a year in prison will be deported. It's an automatic deportation. Then there are some, again, for those that have been deported today, who have not committed crimes, but whose stay had expired and they've not renewed it, or they've been refused for some other reasons. These are some people who will be, deported today. While we see from a distance, we think probably it's something cruel. But we have to understand that the British government have a right to protect their borders and control those people who will come to the UK. As you can see, the British government has opened its borders again to Zimbabweans. Many of them coming now, we are having about 30 Zimbabweans coming every week from Zimbabwe, which makes a number of about 120 per month. These are coming to do work as carers or nurses or engineers, and their visas open for that. So what they are simply saying is once you are in the UK, you must make sure your visa is valid, keep renewing it, and if it lapses, go to the Home Office and renew your visa. Those who are deported are the ones who just ignored. Once they came in, they did nothing about it. Some did something, they sought asylum, but it was refused. But we need to appreciate further that the asylum seekers who are being deported are not being deported to any danger, because the Zimbabwean government has made an undertaking with the British government that there will be no reprisals or torture or any unlawful oppression of anybody being removed from the UK. So it won't be correct to say the asylum seekers are facing unspecified actions. Zimbabwe has no time for that. Actually, Zimbabwe is waiting for them with open hands, giving them money to start some little businesses. And those who can do agriculture, we've got farms to offer. And those who cannot do agriculture, we want to know what is their strength, and the government is assisting them. And on leaving the UK, each one is given £1,500 by the British government, the Home Office, which they will receive at the airport in Zimbabwe. That £105 is a lot of money to start some businesses, some small-scale businesses, to have somewhere to start from. But realize, you must remember that, Jonga, these people who are being removed, they've got houses, they've got families back home. They're not going to be dropped in the road. They've got somewhere to go. Some have got, they've built houses.
Yes, but just throw a question to you, Dr. Mavaz. Is this also happening to other nationalities, or is just targeting Zimbabweans?
Zimbabwe and Britain has made an arrangement where there's an agreement to receive those who are sent to Zimbabwe. Some other nationalities are being deported. The ones who are going to home today, they are not being deported. There's a difference between deportation and removal. Those who are going under the Zimbabwean arrangement, they are removed from England. When they arrive in Zimbabwe, they can reapply after a certain period, and they are not being deported, except those who have got a deportation order. But most of them are being removed. So the Home Office have got two schemes: a removal scheme where you go because you want to go, you are not forced; a deportation where you go because you don't want to go, you are forced to leave. Then that's deportation. But most of them are willing to go home, and they've actually volunteered to go to Zimbabwe.
But I also heard that some, if not many of those that are facing deportation or removal, were taken into custody when they went to renew their stay in the United Kingdom. At office, they were arrested there.
I think you're misinformed. What happens is there are people who are already earmarked for removal. So they are asked to report every month at the Home Office. That's not to renew their visa. It's to report, to show that you are there. It's like when you are given bail, they are actually said to be on immigration bail. Those are the ones who go to report and then are detained because they tend to go home as arrived. But those who have gone, for your information, Jonga, if you are renewing your visa, you don't go to the Home Office anymore. You do it online so that nobody detains you online. And if they call you for interview because you have made an application, they do not deport you because you still have an application pending. So if you have an application which is pending, that's another reason why you cannot be deported. So nobody was arrested when he was renewing his visa. People were detained because they were going to report and they were already on the detention list.
Thank you so much. Ndongoti nerurimi rwamai tinzwisise kana kuti shamwari yangu mwaari kuda kuti kandei mukudzamene Chris Nsandati vataurewo neshona.
Yes, Chonga. So I see you are saying that it, this doesn't look like a bad thing, what the UK government is doing. But are these people who would have committed a crime not have served? Because the purpose of saving a crime is to, you know, to make a correction. So the people save and then they are deported as well. I mean, isn't that a kind of double blow?
No, it is not. Actually, even in Zimbabwe or wherever you are, any country in the world, if you are a foreigner and you commit a crime and you don't have any papers to stay, they don't consider you for any papers, so they will remove you. It is a way to make sure that the society is protected. So I think every country has a right to protect their society. Yes, it is bad for our people because some of them, they go home to, there are no jobs, they don't know what to do, they don't know where to stay. It's going to be tough on them, I agree. And it's bad, but it's not bad for the UK because this is the law and that is their law which they are following. So we all cry for the rule of law. They are abiding by the rule of law.
But when you look at it, then if you say, you know, someone has committed the crime and now they are being deported. But some of the crimes that we had, people like, you know, traffic fines and so forth, is that justifiable?
There's a justification if you look at the nature of the crime. I'll give an example of one was deported last time. He had 38 traffic offenses. Bear in mind, each traffic accident, somebody would have died or about to die. And that person has done it 38 times. And you are the government of England. Do you put him back on the road? Even if he's banned from driving, they drive with the, while on ban. So if you have been caught 3 times driving on ban, it means they are not following the laws of that country, no matter how small they are. So they have an obligation to safeguard their public. And us as well, we are their public. And if a man who wants to drink and drive, even if he has been put to prison for that, he comes back again, 3 days later he's again on the steering and very drunk. There's no reason to keep him longer. Take him away and save life. Yes, but there are some, of course, who were wrongfully detained. Lawyers come in and they are released. Again, there's an issue, Chris, where people were arguing that they've made families in the UK. The UK looks at it and say, your crime and the possibility of you reoffending, it's far much better that you go back to your country. And your family here, if they are British, they can visit you or come and stay with you. It looks very harsh, but that's the condition, because you are to the society.
But then if you look at some cases where someone went to the UK at the age of 3, now they are 40, and they are deported to Zimbabwe. They don't know Zimbabwe. They are already British in a way. So does that make any justice?
Yes, there is a lot of justice, Chris. When you come to the UK when you are 3, after 7 years in the UK, you have to apply, and you will be given without any reason. You'll be given indefinite leave to remain, so you've got papers. And after 1 year on indefinite, you apply for to become British. But people come here, they ignore, they don't want to apply for anything. They stay until they're 40. Then cry that I've been here for 17 years, 20 years. So the law is open. After staying here for 7 years and you're a child, you automatically get indefinite, even if you had no papers. And if you stay for 10 years, you become British. So these people, they have all the opportunities to change their visas and to renew their visas, or to become British. There are so many Zimbabweans here, Chris, who are literally saying, I'm patriotic, I don't want to change my passport, I want to remain with my green passport. And now Zimbabwe have got dual citizenship. You are allowed to become British and become Zimbabwean. If you are British, you'll be protected from deportation. So people are not following up. There are so many immigration lawyers around. Go and see them. Some of them are Zimbabweans as well. They will assist you in rectifying your visas and everything and make you British. The opportunities are there. It's not very difficult. But people just ignore, only to come up with an excuse when it comes time for removal. We do not want to say that the British government is doing an evil thing. It's not. It's an agreement between them and the Zimbabwean government. And further, people know why they're being deported. They know what they've done. But to the people, they will say a different story. We've got murderers. People have killed their wives, their children, their husbands. We've got people with blood in their hands. And you know, if you leave them here, some of them, they've actually gone mentally disturbed. They might need to be looked at home by their cultural means, and then come back when they're fine. Sometimes, you know, you can be treated by simply being home, going home, looking at your mother's and father's grave and do your rituals and come back here, whether you're Christian or not. We came from somewhere. So sometimes people get insane here because of the stress. When they get back home, they'll be fine. And many Zimbabweans who have been deported, if you make a follow-up, I'll give you numbers of those deported last time. They are actually saying they don't want to come back to England. They are happy there. They have studied something and they're working.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Jonga. Before you wanted to get into Shona, before we do that, we have a guest here who I understand is a refugee. Siyakwamukela kuhle.
Ngiyabonga, sanibonani.
Yebo. Ye, uyakwazi ukukhuluma isiLungu?
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, so can you tell us your position? What is your position there in the United Kingdom?
Okay, by the way, my name is Maggie. I work with an organization called Right to Remain. I'm an activist and a campaigner in Manchester, so I'm also involved with Restoration of Human Rights of Zimbabwe.
Okay. Yeah, so can you tell us the situation? Because we are talking here with our guest. He is saying that, some of the things that are being done are justified by law and also because most of the people, they've committed crimes. What's your take on that?
Yeah, it's true that some of our brothers and sisters might have committed crime. But like I say, that I'm working with an organization whereby we're working with different nationalities. We are working with Nigerians, with Cameroon, with Uganda, with Somalia, with so many nationalities that we are working with. And we are campaigning against immigration system here in the UK, whereby we feel like some systems are not fair and unjust for people, for everyone who is seeking asylum, regardless of where they're coming from. And looking at what is happening now, we have seen that it's not only Zimbabweans that can be said that they're criminals to such an extent that we can have two deportations within a space of 7-8 months. We have people who are coming from Nigeria who have committed serious crimes, who do, it can be drugs, GBV, gender-based violence, which is totally unacceptable in this country. So many crimes that they commit, but it doesn't happen as much as it is happening in Zimbabwe. So it's quite a concern for us as an organization because we're working with British local organizations. Our campaign is to fight the system of immigration policies. If you might be aware, there is something that is called now Nationality and Borders Bill, whereby some things have been added to those who are seeking asylum or those who are already refugees in this country. So there are lots of restrictions that have been added. Before, you knew that if you've got a citizenship in the UK, you are free. No one is going to touch you. But now with these new policies, if you commit crime or if they feel like now they want to take that British citizenship away from you, they will take it anytime. So this is what we are fighting and campaigning for at the moment, the Nationality and Borders Bill. And one of the policies that they had put on the Borders Bill that we just won as of yesterday, where most MPs turned it down, it's Clause 11. Clause 11 meant that anyone who come to the UK seeking asylum and might have passed a safe country, for instance, if you're coming from Zimbabwe, you pass South Africa or you pass France, by law, you're supposed to be taken back to France while they decide on a case. But yesterday it happened that most MPs voted against that policy. So we are still fighting for many other policies that have been included in the Nationality and Borders Bill. So it's really disheartening to see this happening to Zimbabweans. We have some organizations that are called CIMEC. We have Manchester No Borders. We have This Walls Must Fall. We have Status Now for All. All those organizations are British organizations that are fighting for the concerns and the rights for people. So all of them are coming on board and they're also raising their concerns, like what is happening? Why do we feel like Zimbabwe is being a target? And what are people of Zimbabwe saying? We do have some campaigns. Sometimes we go and campaign Zimbabwe embassy, but It's just that it's something that they mentioned yesterday, and it made sense to me that maybe the last protest was not supposed to be done in Zimbabwe embassy. Actually, we were supposed to go to a British embassy for those organizations like Zoro and other organizations, because it doesn't make sense if you're going to Zimbabwe and the embassy, they're not going to take note of that.
Thank you so much, ma'am. Maybe, Dr. Mavaza, I want to say something on what ma'am just said.
Thank you, John. Right. There are issues you need to look at. Firstly, the problem with this or with some organizations we have here in England, they think that they have to be against Zimbabwe, against Zimbabwean government. So whenever there's a problem which has been raised by the British government, they go to the Zimbabwean embassy. Zimbabwean embassy has no power whatsoever to control deportation. We as a government, we cannot put laws in England. We have laws in Zimbabwe. We don't have laws. So when people want to protest, want to complain, we have people that call the video. They spend every week they go to an embassy. The embassy is not going to help because we have no laws we can change. We have no laws we can do. There's nothing we can do here unless we feel that our citizen is being unfairly treated. But what I wanted to make my sister understand in this case is that these people being deported today, we have the list of those who are being removed today. Of the list, we said only 75 are the ones going, probably 50, that's the most. And those are people who committed crimes and had served more than a year. Those that not committed crimes and were put in the group, they were their names have been dropped. And actually, some have been actually removed from the airport back to their holding cells because there was no need to deport them. And some have made applications. Their lawyers have made applications. What happens, the system the British have is, if you apply or seek asylum or apply for any visa, if you are refused, you have to appeal. So if you appeal, you appeal again to the upper tribunal. If you appeal to the upper tribunal and you fail to apply for what is called a judicial review or either application, if you have done that, then you have no right, nowhere else to go except the Court of Appeals. Don't they plan to go to that court? That's the last. Then they will review.
Okay. No, I was going to say, I think your mic is playing some games there because it's like cutting off here and there. But ndaida kuti ngotsanangurira nerurimi rweshona, Dr. Mavaza, kuti tiri kunzwa kuti kune vana veZimbabwe vari kudzoserwa kumusha nhasi. Tanzwa vemamwe masangano anorwira kodzero dzevanhu vari kuti danho rikutorwa neBritain kutyora mutemo weupoteri pasi rose. Munoti
my Tabas, vanhu vari kudzoserwa kumusha tatichinzwisisane havasi vanhu vakangopotera voga. Kune vamwe vakanga vakatsvagawo ugaro hwavo nenzira dzakasiyana-siyana, vakaimira vasina kupotera, nevamwe vakapara mhaka dzavakapara. Saka kune chirongwa chakaitwa pakati pehurumende yeZimbabwe nehurumende yeBritain kuti vatsvage vanhu vanoda kudzokera kumusha. Vakuenda kumusha, hurumende yeZimbabwe vabatsira kuvapa matanho vakanga vasina kusha zvakanaka. Hurumende vaana makoro maviri vajonga nezvekuti vakuenda kumusha.
Yeah, it's kind of breaking a bit.
Okay,
but let me put it closer to me. Can you hear me properly?
No, we can. The sound is okay, but it's kind of jerky, you know.
Okay, I don't know whether I'm on Wi-Fi, but I was going to say... ndavandiri kuti kuvanhu vari kudzoserwa kumusha havasi vose vakapotera. Vamwe vacho vane zvavakanga vakakumbira vakanyimwa zvisinei nematongerwo enyika, vasina kupotera. Uyezve kana vachinge vakudzoserwa kumusha, hakuna anoudzwa kunzi uyu akapotera uyu haana. Vanongonzi vari kudzoka kumusha kuitira kuti vasazopinda mutsekwende yekubvunzwa kuti vakapotererei. Asi hurumende yeZimbabwe yataura kuti haina munhu wairi kubvunza, haina waritaura naye,
haina vari kubvunza kuti vakapotererei kana kunge seiongori kubritain vanongogamuchirai sevana vadzoka kumusha. Pamunoda kubatsirwa mobatsirwa, pamusingakwanisi kubatsirwa munenge muchingoudzwa. Zvinhu zvakaoma kumusha, asi kana mwana anzi adzoka hatikwanisi kumuramba. So zviri kuitika kuno hurumende yeBritain haisi kutyora mutemo wayo. Painenge yatyora mutemo wayo, vanhu vane kodzero dzekuenda kumatare. Matare anomisa kuti munhu ahambo haende zvino izvi kusvika nyaya yake iri mudare yapera. Kana usina kuenda kudare nenyaya yako, vanongokufungidzira kuti wabvumirana nekuti uende. And uyezve vari kuenda izvino izvi vanhu vari vabvuma kuenda. Ndambotaura kuti pane mutsauko pamavara echirungu, deportation neremoval. Iko zvino izvi kuri kuitwa maremoval. Maremovals ari kuitwa kungosudurudzwa munyika isiri yako uchiiswa kunyika yako. Asi deportation kubviswa nechisimba uchida usingade, nekuti panenge pane zvikonzero. Saka vari kubviswa vanenge vane zvikonzerowo, asi kana usati usina kupiwa iya inonzi deportation order, unokwanisa kuzodzoka zvakare paunenge uchida, as long as wazoapply wasvika kumusha. Saka ndaida kuti kuna Atete, muri kuita basa rakanaka rekubatsira vanhu vavane kodzi rekugara muuk, asi vanhu kana vachinge vapara mhosva vaita misarenga isinganzwisisiki. Hurumende yeBritain ine kodzero yekudzinga nhubu munyika dzayo kuitira kuti vanhu kuti vanhu vagarewo zvakanaka. Kana vasvika munyika yevatorwa, itavo garewo zvakanaka. Hakuna kuita magariro evatorwa, nekuti ivo kana vachinge vabatwa vanoregererwa. Ivo kabatwa zvinonetsa, nekuti makandida yakasiyana. So ndopata tichingotaura kuti zviri kuitika vakabvumirana hurumende yemuno neyemuZimbabwe. Haisi kungotageta Zimbabwe yega, asi chibvumirano chiripo ibilateral agreement yakaitwa nehurumende mbiri idzi.
Thank you. Ndinotenda zvikuru Dr. Mabhaka.
Thank you so much. Doctor, please do stay on the line. Jonga, we now have a lawyer who's going to give us his opinion, a legal opinion. His name is Pardon Tafumanei. Mr. Tafumanei, welcome to the show. Mr. Tafumanei, I think he's setting himself up there. Meanwhile, sizavuza uMamoyo ukuthi uMamoyo ungasitshela nje ngesiNdebele ukuthi kuyini okwenzakalayo lamhlanje. Sizwa ukuthi kukhona okwenzakalayo khona ngapho kwele kubisana, kuyini okwenzakalayo?
Okay, namhlanje kunabantu abazabuyisela ekhaya abangazange bakwazi ukucela isicelo sokuthi bahlale kuleli lizwe bebe yiziphepheli kuleli lizwe. So ebantwini, inhlanganiso engiyisebenzelayo thina inhlanganiso ebheka imithetho efakwayo for abantu ababa nezicelo ezinjalo, and inhlanganiso elwelayo ukuthi ezinye zemithetho abayifakayo sicabanga ukuthi iqine kakhulu, basuke bayiqinise. So inhlanganiso yethu isebenzisana nabo abakuleli lizwe ukuthi eminye imithetho siyacela ukuthi licela sicela ukuthi liyehlise. Singama-organization amaningi sibili esihlanganela endaweni leyo. So ngesinye isikhathi uma singasebenza siyalwa and siwine sinqobe, kube khona abakutshintshayo esikubiza ngesilungu sisithi yi-campaigning. So kulezi zinto eziningi kakhulu asebezishintshile ababezifake endleleni ukuthi lokhu kuzoba nje, lokhu kuzoba nje. Then sihlangane siyinhlanganiso silwe sibabhalele sikhulume nabo bakwehlise. So endabeni mase kufika endabeni yaseZimbabwe, ungabheka kuwebsayithi ye-Right to Remain UK. Kune ikhampeyini esiyiwinileyo emalangeni esahamba lapha last year, abantu baseZimbabwe babehanjiswe ikhampani ebizwa kuthiwa yiTui, yiyo yayithwala abantu abadeported. So thina sizinhlanganiso zonke zalapha e-UK sahambe ema-Tui lapho kule ndiza zakoTui, sahamba satshengisela, sabatshela ukuthi sicela ukuthi lingabisela abantu eZimbabwe. EZimbabwe izinto azimanga kahle, izinto zisasezini, and iTui beyihambisa labantu baseJamaica. Just last month ago, 2 months ago, inyanga ezimbili ezidlulileyo, iTui ithe hayi abasakwenza ngoba umtshengiselwa ngikhona uye waba mkhulu kuFacebook, sahamba ema-ofisini i-UK yonke jikelele ukuthi iTui ithwala abantu ibabuyisele emuva. Right, ebantwini laba ababisele emuva namhlanje, bakhona abanamacala bakhona abalamacala abavubayo futhi ukuthi amacala abawenzile but bakhona abaqedileyo isikhathi mhlawumbe lengithi abasigwetshwe sona bagwetshwa babuyela ku-community kumphakathi basebenza nomphakathi ma uthi uyabheka indaba yabo uyabona ukuthi ngabantu asebetshintshile ukuthi bebafake mhlawumbe ngingathi bebafake ejele or ku-community service kunezitshengisele eziningi ezibonisayo ukuthi abantu laba kusho ukuthi lokho abakwenzayo bakwenza ngephutha babuyelile kumphakathi sebesebenzisana lo mphakathi kahle abasayenzi lezo zinto. Ezinye zezinto akade bezenza yikusebenza kungekho emthethweni. If ungasebenza kungekho emthethweni kuleli lizwe kulicala elikhulu bengakuthola phakathi. Abanye yebo kulama-issues okuthi bangaphathisani kahle labomama emakhaya ezindlini izinto ezinjalo. Abanye ngabantu abanganaso isicelo ku-home office abanganaso abangazange bafake amakhesi mhlawumbe umuntu ufake ka-1 or ka-2 wathola ukuthi bayamalela wakhetha ukuhlala phansi wangafunisisa ulwazi ukuthi indaba yami seyimi kanje manje kumele ngenze njani. So into esiyixwayisayo kwabantu bakithi ukuthi imithetho iya itshintsha especially kuleli lizwe. If bangabheka ku-Nationality and Borders Bill iza-affect abantu bonke lathi sesinazo izinto nabanganazo kuyaqina. So kuhle ukuthi abantu behlale besazi ukuthi yini etshintshayo yini eyenzakalayo noma uthi uhamba kulezi ndawo lapho abahamba besiyasayina khona okuyikho abafika bebathatha khona besazi ukuthi banommeli okokuqala. 2 banendaba exoxwayo phakathi lapha ema-ofisini abanye bethu bahamba kungenandaba exoxwayo.
Hayi, kwezwakala. Njengoba ngitshilo, we have a lawyer here, Mr. Patron Tafumane. Mr. Tafumane?
Yeah, sorry, I'm...
I think you are muted now. You are muted. Can you hear me? We can't hear you. We can't hear you. Hello, can you hear me now? We can't hear you. We heard you the first time. Maybe if you can log off and log in again.
Yeah, you are muted, pardon.
Yeah, it's muted. No, I think maybe log in and come back again, sir. Yeah, so let me get Jonga back up. So now that we have seen that this is happening, what could people be doing who are maybe in the same situation like this, those who have been deported? Are there any legal means of trying to get around this?
Yes. There are so many things, as I have said, Chris. If you have not exhausted your application or appeal rights, you find a lawyer and continue and do your appeals. There are so many lawyers who are registered under what is called the Office of Immigration Service Commission, OISC, or lawyers under the Law Society. You can find any on any of those websites. Then you can go to those lawyers. They will assist in fighting your case. There are organizations like my sister is talking about, the right to remain or the right to live. Those can even direct you to lawyers they use or they work with. So sometimes people make a mistake. They think immigration law is very easy. So they try to do it on their own until they put themselves into mud where they can't come out. So I would advise our people, when you have got an issue, your case is not completed, you are not sure and you are still reporting to the Home Office, you go and see your lawyer, see how far, what have you done, what applications can be made, look at your alternatives and do something. You don't just sit at home and say it will be fine. And again, I want to tell our people here in England, the position which is happening now, while now they are starting with a convict, in a month or two, when convicts are finished, they will be going for after those with no papers, even if they're not a convict. So whether your visa, if your visa has expired and you've not renewed it, get your lawyer, talk to them and see that something is being done. Don't sit at home, don't hide, because one day they'll find you, they'll come a time when the COVID is now in England, we no longer have restrictions because of COVID. So you can find the Home Office again, back on the train stations, back on the buses, picking up people. Deportations are starting again at very high level. So when you see that your visa is expired or your asylum has been refused, go and get your lawyer and make sure that you've done something. Don't just sit at home. Don't hide. Don't take advice from those who tell you to go and hide. Do something. Work towards your visa, because it's all above the law. There's no payment in hiding. There's no gain in that. So that would be my advice I would give to people.
Okay. Thank you so much, Doctor.
I just want to add what Baba has just said now. It's very true what he's saying. I'm glad I've just seen Padon, even if his network is bad. Padon is one of the people who helped me during the time I was still seeking asylum. We used to meet somewhere in Nottingham in some of these organizations. So sometimes it's good not to have pride. Just ask. It's good to ask to those who know, to say, you know what, this is where my case is at. What can I do? My case has been exhausted. What do I do right now? So our people, maybe most of the times we've got pride, or we've got some people who don't want to help other people. Maybe that is the problem. But I feel like at this present moment, we just need to be one. We just need to act together. And these local organizations, I'll tell you, they help. We had a live stream. If you can just check on Facebook and Instagram, the organization that was speaking to people who were inside the detention just a day before yesterday, they're called Manchester No Borders. We were speaking to those who were inside, and it was so heartbreaking that some people didn't have any cases going. They didn't know that, whether they didn't know or maybe they were busy with other things, but they didn't have anything that was with Home Office. And some of the people that, I think it was two, that came out on the last hour, it's because they're involved with the community. We had British white people who were writing letters, were emailing, like testifying that we know the character of this person. He's been involved in the community. He was volunteering. During COVID, he was helping the elderly. We had a massive, massive support letters for that one particular person, whereby the British stood up. So they need to understand that some of these demonstrations and protests, they might work in Zimbabwe embassy, but there's some that they don't need to go to Zimbabwe embassy. And there's some places where, as human rights and activists, we can knock and the door will be open. But there are some doors that can only be opened by a British person, and then we can follow behind them. That's why in some of these organizations, we always take a step back. They always want the evidence from us. We give them the evidence. And then they're the ones who take the lead, because they understand their culture, they understand the system and the policy and their rights. Because at the same time, we'll be scared that if we do some things, they'll get us into trouble. So we just want to encourage our community to blend in, integrate. Don't always be with your Zimbabwean community. It's nice, it's good, but if you know that your things are not okay, just blend in the community. Do some charity work, 2 hours a day, it's okay. Those things, they make you visible. It makes people to go out when things are like this. They'll even go to the airport to say, we want so-and-so. He's part of the community.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I think, Chris, our time is running out. We also need to dwell on the Ukrainian issue of students who are said to be stranded there, although the government yesterday announced that it has so far helped 118 students from Ukraine to safer places. Maybe you can throw a question to our guest on that.
Yes. Mamoyo, are you comfortable with the topic that we are now getting into, the Ukraine topic?
Yes, but not for long. I just need to go, but I am very comfortable and concerned as well.
Okay. Since you are about to go, maybe I will start asking you, what do you make of the situation and how the Zimbabwean embassy has been helping, especially in countries neighboring Ukraine, from what you have heard? What's your take?
Yeah, I feel, to be fair, we just need to give credit where it's due. And at this present moment, there isn't much that our government can do where we can blame them that they're dragging their feet or something else. Because most of the help that they can do is for people who are already out. And it is part of our campaigning thing that we are working on right now with other local countries, because we've got Nigerians. We also have Ugandans who are coming together in Manchester on the 5th to talk with the Ukrainian government to say what they're doing against our people. We feel like it's not fair. This is not time of racism. This is not time of choosing people because of the color of their skin, whereby they're being given priority. Whatever is happening there in Ukraine, we are all concerned and we're making big noise about it. But why are people being targeted and refused to be given a place of safety? So it's something that we're also working on with other communities from Poland and Hungary, if I'm pronouncing it well, that can you please look after our people? And we're just saying it as a war, not only Zimbabweans. But so far, I feel like what the government is doing, they can only do what they can do with what they have at the moment, because it has proved now to help those people who are inside if they're being rejected to come out. Hence, we decided that for those organizations that are here, that are from Ukraine, we want to go to them, we want to talk to them, they need to talk to their government. And for those who are in Poland and Hungary, we want them to talk to their government to say no to racism. So it's something that we are going to be doing a protest on the 5th of March.
Thank you so much, Ms. Moyo. You said you're about to leave. It was a pleasure having you on our show. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. Hope to chat with you soon again, all right?
Okay, thank you.
Bye. Okay, you take care now.
Bye. Yes, Dr. Mavaza, some Zimbabweans are saying that the government is not doing enough to help the stranded students in Ukraine. Until yesterday, when we heard the government as Minister of Information saying that so far they've helped 118 students. But some are saying there are over 200 students, if I'm not mistaken, 252 in Ukraine. What's your take on that?
We have over 500 students in Ukraine, most of them doing medicine or biological sciences and some science subjects. So we do have quite a number. And 118 people, which the government has done by yesterday, is not enough. Actually, my point is that the ambassador of Zimbabwe in Germany is the one who covers Poland and Ukraine. So he has a right to send a team, to dispatch a team into Ukraine, some cities which are still not under attack, and ask everybody to come to that city, then try to get them out. If you have seen, Jonga, our people, not only Zimbabweans, the black people, are treated so badly by the people of Ukraine. Despite the fact that the whole world is crying with Ukraine, the Ukraine government has failed to treat us with respect. They've actually... are you there?
Yes.
Yes. They've actually taken out a black person from the train because she could not be saved first before the Ukrainian people. They've actually thrown out black people from buses. They've actually hijacked cars which were driven by black students and checked them out of the bus of the cars, and they kidnapped, take the cars and drive and leave them on the roads. And this is winter, it's snowing in Ukraine, you know. And of course, the Ukraine government cannot do anything now because they are busy fighting the Russians. And yet, both sides, we are covered in a country, in two countries, which are total racists. Russians are all our other friends in Zimbabwe, but they are racists. They treat blacks badly as you can never see. And now this is happening in Ukraine. So our people there are under the mortar and the standing stone, where they are crushed without anything. They it's difficult now. But what we're simply saying is, unfortunately, I agree with Sister Moyo there, that government has nothing to do in dealing with issues of racism in Ukraine now. Even if you make a complaint, they've got a lot of problems in their hands, the Ukraine government. But still, when things are done later, I think the world must see what Ukraine is doing to black people. This is very wrong, and I think as much as we are sympathizing with Ukraine, they are not sympathizing with us. They are bent racists, and it's bad. And even on the Polish border, I've seen on TV, on our BBC News, they were actually kicking out Zimbabwe, saying go back to Ukraine, and only allowing the people from Ukraine to cross the border. And it's only when the camera was pointing at them that they said, okay, you can come in. But we see people crying, saying, I've been thrown out. And they took a mother leaving a child. And the mother had to go back to pick the child. And they said, you can't come in. But it was them who had thrown them out. I think this situation of racism, it must be kicked out the whole world, not only a few countries. And the countries saying they want help of the world.
Dr. Mabuso, can we say that is racism? Maybe it's just that they are giving priority to their people first.
That is racism. They are simply saying, you cannot come in, you are not from Ukraine. We are all running away from the war. You don't give priority to your people first. You must take care of your visitors. They are under your care. Those people are not there as illegal immigrants. They are students bringing revenue to Ukraine. They are paying their fees. They have got visas. They are under the protection of the Ukraine government. So the Ukraine army and the police should not simply say, oh, I have to help my people first. If you say that I'm going to help an American first and not you, but these people are being helped by Ukraine, by people from Ukraine, it's the Polish. What's the explanation for the Polish? They're helping people from Ukraine. Anybody who comes that border must be accepted as a person. They've got their passports, they've got their visas, they were students from a university. And as you can see, the Russians are bombing even the universities. So there's no way they can go. The people from Ukraine are in a better position. It's their country. They know where to hide. Where do you expect a person from Zimbabwe who's in Ukraine to go when the university is bombed? The towns are closed. Where would they go? Except with the border. So there's no explanation, there's no justification of such cruel behavior being done by the Ukraine people on black people.
But there's also an explanation, I understand, from the Ukrainians who are saying that, you know, they already had an arrangement, a border arrangement, like we have in Zimbabwe with our neighbors like Zambia, Botswana, where those who live near the border can use their national IDs instead of the passport. What's your take on that?
Yeah, but this is a situation of the war. People are coming there and not visiting and coming back tomorrow. Where is that arrangement? That arrangement is suspended. We have to take in refugees. They are coming in their numbers. So what they are simply doing, they are looking at your face. They don't ask for a document. Unfortunately, your face is very outstanding because it's black. And then they tell him that you are not going to cross. If they wait, the Russians will kill them. They are the ones who are in more problem than the Ukraine, the people from Ukraine. So I think they have no excuse to give whatsoever. Because when you get there, you are from Ukraine, yes. What were you doing in Ukraine? I was a student. Can I see your visa? Fine. Cross. Because their airports are not working anymore. There are no flights in or out of Ukraine now. So how else do you expect them to leave that country? They can only get the next flight in Poland, Albania, the countries surrounding Ukraine. But they are being treated like that, which is horrible and bad.
Okay. Yes. So in a way, how do you think the evacuation of Zimbabweans should have been done? Is there a way of maybe, since we know that it's a war situation, of maybe trying to at least get the details and numbers of Zimbabweans, you know, in a kind of organized way? Because now, right now, I'm hearing 200, and you say it's 500. But is there a way we can know the real numbers, and isn't there some kind of database?
I'm saying actually these are lessons to be learned, that in future, when our people go out of the country as students, they must be registered where they are coming from and where they are going. And the embassies around, the embassy will take charge of those areas, must actually have a database, a list of their citizens in those areas, in every country where the embassy has power to go around. So the what we're having here was people in Ukraine, they were covered by the embassy in Russia. But unfortunately, because Russia is the aggressor at this time, they can't go to that embassy in Russia because they cannot come to Ukraine from Russia's side. So they have to go the other side, where the German ambassador, the Zimbabwean ambassador to German, does not cover Ukraine. But he covers it now because Russia, which has border with Ukraine, is no longer in a position. Our embassy in Russia is not in a position to do anything from Russian side. So what they have to do simply is, in future, we need to keep a record of our students because they live through the airport. You have their names. They tell you they're going to school. So we cannot say, how do we get them? You know, you get them. They, when they apply for visas, when they come there, they must be told as well, our students, wherever they are in the country, the first thing you do, look and find where your embassy is. You will need your embassy one day. So this is what people, what we always say. And ambassadors are there to help us. They really are willing to help. They are doing the best. I'm simply saying it's very little. They have to do more than that. They have to help every Zimbabwean out there. And they are actually lucky. If they go out with their diplomatic passports, they are likely not to be harassed by the soldiers of both sides because they are Zimbabweans. They are not Americans. They are not Russians. They are in the middle. They are not aligned. They are likely going to be said, this is an embassy from Zimbabwe. They've come to pick up their people. They'll be allowed to go and go there. And the ambassador must be sacrifice to go inside there and get his people. And you would see exactly that even the ambassador might even be treated badly at the borders by the Polish people. The Polish and the Ukrainians, the way they're treating our people is bad. I've seen an hour-long video of some black people, I think they were from Uganda or Nigeria, who were told to sit in the cold while others will pass by. If you stand up, you say you will not pass. And that's in the border, with Polish border. They were only allowed to stand up when the cameraman fixed on them and asked, why are they sitting there? They're not getting me. And these are people who are from Africa. They are not used to the cold. You see, it's a very bad situation, Chris, and I think we now learn, as Zimbabweans, wherever we are, let us know where our embassies are. Let us, those embassies as well, I would think I'll push that narrative to our embassies and to the Minister of Foreign Affairs, Mr. Frederick Shaw, that most, can you look into this thing? Make sure Zimbabweans abroad are registered with their embassies. Not for any reason, but for the reason of when you want to evacuate them, you must know exactly how many Zimbabweans do we have. Now they are working on guesswork. We've got Zimbabweans who have been going to Ukraine for the past 6-7 years doing medicine. Each year, we've got 30, 50, 60 people going, and some are going for other courses as well. And we've got some who are already working in Ukraine's hospitals for their internship. So we have so many, over 500 Zimbabweans in Ukraine who are students. So there is no way you can say 100 is enough. It's just a fifth. But we want every soul to be accounted for. We cannot hit up people. It's embarrassing.
Okay. Thank you so much. Time is run out, Dr. Mavaza. Thank you for joining us, and I hope to talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Yes, Jonga.
Yes, thank you so much. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank our guest, Dr. Ndama Vaza of ZANU-PF in the United Kingdom in Britain, and also Mr. Mekki Moyo, who is also in Britain from organization Right to Remain. This is Jonga Kandemiri saying good night.
And Chris Gande, let's meet again same time next week. Good night, Zimbabwe.
Studio 7, tibatei na 7 p.m. pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930 6170 ne7270 kHz pashortwave mazuva ose. Munokwanisa kunzwa Studio 7 na 6 a.m. muvuro kusvika chishanu pamasaisai anoti 909 a.m. 4930 6040 ne15460 kHz pashortwave.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha eVoice of America eseWashington DC. Lisibamba kumagagasi athi 909 AM 4930 6170 7270 6040 laku 15460 kHz ku shortwave.